Here he is on his annual junket to the AFL Grand Final in Melbourne. Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello.
Hello, Darren. How are you?
All right. What's the weather like over there?
A little overcast. So I think I can just even see a bit of light rain dropping too, which isn't ideal for the Grand Final parade this morning, which is a little different this year too. They're off down the Yarra on boats before getting into the car. So different route they're taking, and it'll be interesting to see how it all works.
Mm. Okay, so the game tomorrow. Now, I'm finding it really hard to pick a winner. I'm in favour of Geelong at this stage, but I'm open to change before 2:30 tomorrow. Hello? Hello?
Got you. Yeah, I lost you there for a second, Darren.
So, who are you tipping tomorrow? You're still on the Cats?
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? I've been leaning towards the Cats all week, but as the game gets closer, I've just got a feeling about Sydney as well. But no, I'll stick with the Cats, but I think it'll be a tight game. I reckon somewhere between 15 to 20 points, I reckon. And obviously, if you look back to last week, Geelong cruised through really to the grand final, and Sydney obviously really made the work for that win against Collingwood in the prelim. So whether that plays a part late in the game whether Geelong are able to run it out better and not be as exhausted after a high-pressure game against between Sydney and Collingwood last week, we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, there's a few injury concerns into the game as well. Max Holmes has been named for Geelong, but obviously he has another fitness test today by the sound of it. And, of course, Logan McDonald's a hard luck story for the Swans, dropped from the lineup, unfortunately, for him. And obviously some concerns around injury in the Swans camp too with Sam Reed, but he says he's right to go. So we'll have to take, in grand finals, you don't take risks with anyone, do you? They must be right to go, otherwise you wouldn't risk him in such a big game. So we'll see what the final teams are tomorrow, but looks like they might be playing those two guys that have been under a bit of a cloud.
Yeah, and we've got Robbie Fox from Burnie playing for the Swans in the grand final tomorrow. How exciting for his family.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, was cut and brought back into that lineup, at the end of last year, I think it was. So he's done a magnificent job. And Jake Collegazny as well, from a Launceston perspective, is playing for the Cats. Probably had his best game last week too in the prelim. So we're really looking forward to seeing him get out there and making his grand final debut tomorrow. Actually, he would have played back in 2020 probably too, Jake. So he would be making his grand final debut probably. But, great to see him on the big stage.
Yeah. All right. Now, the saga with Fagan and Clarkson at Hawthorn. Now, we won't sort of mention it too much because we won't go into detail because basically it's, you know, the legalities of it and whatever. And at the moment it's he said, and we don't know really what's going on. But needless to say, it's another headache for Gillon McLachlan before he finishes his job.
Yeah, you wonder if he can go as soon as he wants to now too, with this sort of happening in the background now. And obviously Tassie's still to be announced, and I think the players sort out some of their stuff as well, their agreements. So whether he has to hang around a little longer, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, it's no point sort of us sitting here knowing what we're talking about with it all, I guess, when the investigation's going on. And all I'll say is it's a big story to drop grand final week, isn't it? It's a huge, huge, huge story, and ramifications left, right and centre. So we'll wait and see how the investigation goes.
Yeah. So any more word on a Tassie licence or what?
Yeah, well, all the information's with the clubs now, so it's sort of that little holding period again while they look at it with their boards and get their position, and then they'll come back hopefully within the next couple of weeks with a final verdict. So pretty exciting times. And obviously the stadium's a key piece of that, and getting the rest of that funding that the state government's not providing, the extra $375 million, and no doubt the AFL's in negotiations hopefully with the federal government now. Anthony Albanese's back in the country, so we'll see what happens there.
Mm. Socceroos last night, a 1-0 win over New Zealand. Not a particularly exciting game, although the goal by Nabil for Australia in the first half was an absolute cracker. So he's going to be very important for the World Cup. You didn't see the game, did you?
No, I didn't, actually. I was tied up last night, so doing footy-related stuff. So yeah. No, I missed that, but disappointingly. But it sounds like they got the job done nicely.
Well, interesting that the Socceroos, Graham Arnold, the coach, has... Remember Gus Hiddink? Used to be the coach... 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, he's back helping out Graham Arnold with the team. So that's good. Vastly experienced Dutch coach. And they've got Tim Cale on board for the coming World Cup as well in some sort of role. So things looking good for the Socceroos. All right. Let's go to the basketball. The NBL Blitz. How are the Jack Jumpers going up there in Darwin?
They had their last game overnight, and that was against Cairns, and that's the team they'll play in their first home game in a couple of weeks' time. So Good to see them get a good quality win against Cairns. So they leave the Blitz with two wins and a loss, and that makes it four wins and a loss for the entire pre-season, including those couple of games against South East Melbourne. So Jack McVay's got a few games under his belt now, and he's probably one of our best players up there. So that's great to see him, and that shoulder injury not deterring him at all when he's back to full fight. So, yeah, can't wait for the season to start, which is next Saturday. Can you believe it, Darren? It's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's around so quick.
Next Saturday?
Next Saturday in Melbourne is our first game against South East Melbourne Phoenix. So, yeah, obviously we had the shorter off-season this year due to the season starting late last season. So
yeah.
It's come around very, very quickly, but, yeah, very exciting as well.
Right. The Women's World Cup is going as well. So the Opals had a loss last night to France.
Yeah, probably a game they were expected to win. So, yeah, disappointing that they haven't got off to the best of starts, I suppose. But no doubt, and I think Laura Jackson said, I heard her talk after it, that they'll be able to bounce back and are confident they can do. But, yeah, probably a result we weren't expecting to kick things off.
Yeah. Gee, there's a lot of sport on this weekend. So we've got the AFL Grandy. We've got the prelims in the NRL. So tonight, Cowboys and Parramatta up at Townsville. Go Cowboys. And then tomorrow, Souths and Penrith. So it's basically semi-finals, so the winners go through the grand final. Wallabies play the All Blacks tomorrow afternoon over in New Zealand. And in cricket, Australia play India in the second T20 tonight. I watched the replay of the first game. Good to see Tim David in that team.
Yeah, brilliant, wasn't it? Making his debut. I think Matty Wade was the one presenting his cap, which is good. His Hurricanes teammate, of course. And Matty Wade had a great game.
Yep.
And Nathan Ellis as well. So great to see everything going well from a Tassie perspective over there in India.
Yeah. All right, mate. Waterboys tomorrow. Now, you're in Melbourne, so will you do your show tomorrow or what?
Are we doing our show? We are absolutely doing our show from the MCG.
Oh, turn
and,
it up.
A host of big names rolling through as well. We've got Paddy Cripps, the Brownlow medalist, joining us, which will be great, and Tom Mitchell as well from Hawthorn. Also, Luke Shuey, the captain of my West Coast Eagles. So, looking forward to having those guys on the show. We've also got David Boone, the new Cricket Tasmania chairman. So, big, big, big show down from 10 tomorrow morning.
All right, 10 o'clock on 7AD with Brent Costello and the Water Boys following Martin's Saturday Sports Show from 8 o'clock. All right, mate, thanks for that. And we'll catch you on Win TV with your reports from Melbourne tonight from 5:30.
Sounds good. Thanks, Darren. Cheers, mate.